This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Nearly 2 years ago, Mexico announced that by 2024, they would ban U.S. corn imports if genetically modified or grown using glyphosate. Farm Bureau's Dave Salmonson says officials are unsure what the decree applies to specifically.
A little confusion there because they were saying, is it all corn? Is it white corn for they make their tortillas for food products? Is it all yellow corn? That's never, at least our satisfaction, been really explained. I mean, so we're concerned it could affect all corn.
He added that the issues between U.S. and Mexico extend beyond corn imports and exports.
They're also not doing approvals of biotech products. So that's restricting our ability and the companies to release those products for use here because then you wouldn't have an export market. So these are of concerns that our government, the Mexican government, they're trying to talk with them about it, trying to work that out.
Mexico has been a huge ag trading partner going back to when NAFTA started in 1994. That trade agreement was replaced with the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in 2020.
We don't have tariffs going into Mexico, but we still have some standards issues, which can be thorny, and especially with these decrees from the current Mexican government. So whether it's under USMCA or outside of it, this issue's got to get resolved.
The USDA says Mexico's expected to import 17.7 million metric tons of corn in the 22-23 season. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.